Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
I'm sorry, you said no, sir?
Yeah, no.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yeah.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November elections for president and Congress?
Highly likely.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Oh, Caucasian.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
I guess strong.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on.
Okay.
Creating more affordable housing.
5.
Okay. Tackling climate change.
3.
Reducing crime.
8.
Creating more jobs and raising wages.
5.
Funding for drugs and substance abuse program.
Four.
I'm sorry, what was that, sir?
4.
0?
No, 4.
4? Okay.
Yeah.
Protecting abortion rights.
Wow. I give it 5.
Securing the southern border.
I'm going to give that one a 9.
Lowering taxes.
I'm going to give that one a 9 as well.
Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. If 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable.
Okay.
Lori Shatters the Reamer.
And this is in hundreds, or?
Yes, sir. 0 to 100.
Just her.
I'm sorry, what was that, sir?
3-0.
0?
No, 3-0, 30.
30, okay. J.D. Vance.
I don't know. From what I've seen, I'm going to say 75.
Kamala Harris.
I'm going to give her like a 20.
Joe Biden.
We'll be kind and give him a 21.
All right. MAGA Republicans.
You know, 40.
All right. Janelle Bynum.
Don't know who that is.
All right. Democrats in Congress.
I'll give them 25.
All right. Republicans in Congress.
Wow. I'm only going to give them a 30.
All right. Donald Trump.
I'm going to give him a strong 60.
50, okay. Ron Wyden.
Oh, wow. I'll be fair, give him a 50.
Alright.
Good thing.
I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, or Green Party candidate Jill Stein?
Trump.
Donald Trump, okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez, the Remier, or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
I'd have to go with the Remier.
Okay. Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024?
Unlikely.
Would you say no chance at all, or just a very slight chance?
Unlikely.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
No.
Would you say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
All right. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I'm going to have to say just disapprove.
Okay. Janelle Bynum says we need public schools we can be proud of, and as the daughter of teachers and mother of four, she has been a champion for our students and our schools. She fought for the Student Success Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning and K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children's education and opportunity. On a scale from 0 to 10, how convincing is this? 0 being not at all convincing and 10 being very convincing.
1.
Sorry, what was that, sir?
1.
Okay. Danelle Bynum believes hard work should pay off, but people can't afford rent right now and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices but not passing their profits on to workers. So in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring down costs and make the rich pay their fair share. How convincing is this?
0.
Okay. Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected for a second term anyway. We need strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda. And Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help flip the House of Representatives to Democrats so that they can act as a check on MAGA extremists. How convincing is this?
I'm going to give it a 2 because I know they'll be a pain in the ass.
Okay. For too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember what you're working for and who you are representing. As a mom, as a small business owner, and as a leader, she's not willing to accept that something can be done to fix where we are today. How convincing is this? On a scale from 0 to 10, sir, how convincing is this?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were waiting. 2. I said 2.
No, you were just waiting. Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
I'm looking at them right now.
I'm sorry, what was that, sir?
I guess I'd have to go with the Remer.
With who?
Tell me this way, please.
I'm sorry, you sound really muffled, sir. Do you mind repeating what you're saying?
No, ask me that question again, please.
Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Probably Chavez, I guess.
All right. Lori Chavez, the Remer, sold herself to this district as a different kind of Republican in order to win in a district that doesn't tolerate extremists. But her voting record shows that she's not different at all. Rather than help us, she has supported tax cuts for the wealthy while voting to cut access to Social Security and Medicare. She hasn't done anything to tackle inflation or housing costs. She knew what she needed to do to win, then got to Washington and towed the party line. Do you think this is a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
What were the choices?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What were those choices?
If it's a great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all.
Well, I think if I'm answering that correctly, I think that's exactly what she did. She knew how to get elected.
Okay, but I'm saying, do you find this important as a great deal to you, or quite a bit, or just some, or not at all important?
Quite a bit. Okay.
Lori Chavez, the Remer, is an out-of-touch multimillionaire who doesn't understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent extravagantly and had taxpayers foot the bill, from limos to luxury trips to golf. She spends her time in her multi-million-dollar home in Arizona and at parties in D.C. while Oregonians deal with rising costs. Lori is more concerned with funding her lifestyle than making sure Oregonians can make it to their next paycheck. Do you think this is a great deal? Quite a bit? Just some or not at all?
Quite a bit.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
I hate to say it, but I still have to vote for Chavez.
Okay. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12 plus.
All right. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
I'm sorry, was that yes or no?
No.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Yeah.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
All right, man. Have a good day.
Peace. Bye-bye.